After Hurricane Maria slammed into Puerto Rico in September 2017, the healthcare system there was hit hard. Many hospitals had to limit services to patients. Some closed their doors entirely. Now healthcare providers on the island are rethinking what preparedness means and how to survive another storm. One doctor is focusing on preparing pregnant women who could go into labor during a storm. Irina Zhorov has our story from San Juan.
Yahaira Molina Perez was 8 months pregnant when Hurricane Maria hit. In her town of Sidra, downed trees and power lines made roads almost impassable. Yahaira wasn't too worried, though. She wasn't due for weeks. But just 5 days after the storm, she started having contractions. The roads were such a mess that the trip to the hospital in San Juan took twice as long as usual.
Pero justo cuando llego, que veo que todo ese primer piso está lleno de arena porque...
As soon as we arrive, I see the whole first floor full of sand because the hospital in San Juan is near the beach. I see broken glass. I climb the stairs because the elevator is damaged, and the floor where they're attending to pregnant women was dark. And the nurses had their pants and sleeves rolled up because there was no air conditioning.
The hospital was only handling emergencies, and Yahaira wasn't ready to give birth. So she and her husband, Raul Malave Coto, headed back to Sidra. On the way, they stopped at Yahaira's mom's house, and Yahaira's water broke.
Yo lo que pensaba era, wow, yo no me preparé para esto.
I was thinking, wow, I did not prepare for this. I never even considered giving birth at home.
There were no phones, no communication, but through the grapevine, they heard that an obstetrician lived in the neighborhood, and they knocked on his door. He brought his wife, a nurse.
Yo no tenía mi expediente conmigo, o sea, en un momento dado si
I didn't have my medical file with me. In other words, if at any point the doctor asked me something about my condition, I didn't know what to tell him.
Yahaira says the emergency generator roared, another reminder of the chaos outside. She was scared.
Yo gritaba de miedo. Yo no gritaba de dolor, yo gritaba de miedo.
I was yelling out of fear. I wasn't yelling because of pain. I yelled from fear.
But this is a happy story. After a brief labor, Raul Leandro was born healthy. The toddler squirms in his father's arms and points into the jungle just beyond the family's hilltop house. Where's the bobcat? His father asks. The bobcat in question is the small front loader Raul, who owns a landscaping business, used to clear roads after the storm. Yahaira says it's her son's favorite thing in the world. In San Juan, Carmen Zoria heard of several unplanned home births like Yahaira's after the storm, and it worried her. She's an obstetrician at the island's main public hospital.
For these women, this was a stressful situation, so that was my eye-opening experience.
In 2013, in a first for Puerto Rico, Carmen introduced a non-traditional approach to care for women with high-risk pregnancies. The model relies on group prenatal appointments rather than one-on-one checkups. It's called Centering Pregnancy. Funding issues and the hurricane put the program on hiatus, but it's back now. And Carmen thinks it can be adapted for hurricane preparedness. At a recent appointment, 9 pregnant women, each with a support person, file into a small room in the hospital.
They come and they weigh themselves and tell the nurse, okay, my weight is this. They take their own blood pressure with a monitor. So they are taking care of their own health right then. They are empowered. They are involved in their care.
Today, the group is discussing common problems during pregnancy.
Y estamos oficialmente en sesión 2, y el tema es molestias comunes.
The facilitator, Dianca Sierra Vega, hands out cards, each with a different issue written on it. She tells them to act them out, charade style. One of the women lets out an angry growl. Mood swings. I get them, one of the women says. I can't even stand myself. The others commiserate. They act out headaches, swollen feet, aching backs, constipation. Dianca and Carmen explain the science of what's happening to their bodies. It's all informal, and the women are totally engaged.
That's part of what they gain, and being part of a group, there's social support.
Initially, Carmen introduced group appointments because the island has a high rate of premature and underweight babies. And studies show when pregnant women participate in group appointments, babies are more likely to be born closer to their due dates. No one knows precisely how the groups work, but Carmen thinks they reduce stress. When the storm season officially begins in June, she'll use the model to teach hurricane preparedness in new sessions.
And we're going to talk about how do you prepare for unplanned home delivery? How do you cut the cord? What things could you have?
The idea is to give the women practical know-how, as well as the confidence to stay calm if a storm barrels towards the island again.
The concept of group prenatal care is basically you're in control of your health. And having the information of what to do with an emergency labor and delivery, I think gives them peace of mind.
Yaisha Roja is one of the women in today's group. This is her second pregnancy, and she's due in October, hurricane season.
Uno siempre tiene que estar precavido. Pasa un huracán.
One should always take precautions. Perhaps there's a hurricane, and there aren't many hospitals open. There's traffic. That's why this is important.
Carmen Zoria still thinks women should plan on hospital births. They're safer, she says. But just in case there's another disaster, she wants women to be prepared.
I say that we have like community PTSD. Now that we live not just a hurricane, but the aftermath, the complete disruption of the power grid, everybody's concerned. And now we know that we need to be ready for this.
For the World, Irina Zhurov, San Juan.